This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine escalates, Ukrainians in Colorado are worried about the future. Halib Hayuk was born in Ukraine but fled after World War I. He's frustrated with what he sees as U.S. and NATO inaction in defending his former home, a democracy.
Sanctions are imposed in order to make us feel good, but they don't do anything.
Hayuk specialized in U.S. foreign policy related to Russia for both the military and Towson University. Authorities have not confirmed a cause for an explosion in Westminster on Wednesday. An apartment building in the Stratus Townhomes complex exploded Wednesday afternoon, and crews were forced to evacuate four other buildings. However, Westminster police did confirm that maintenance crews had been working in the building before the explosion. There were only two minor injuries, and there have been no reported deaths. Some residents were allowed back into their apartments after crews cleared the units of carbon monoxide late Wednesday. Snow has closed the only highway that connects the tiny town of Silverton to the rest of the state. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says Highway 550 will stay closed until at least tomorrow.
For now, no one can come or go from the mountain community in southwestern Colorado, home to only a few hundred people. Lisa Schwantes with the Colorado Department of Transportation says CDOT's first goal is to reopen the highway southbound, allowing residents to travel to Durango.
So that those folks have the resources that they need, whether it's supplies, whether it's medical attention, that sort of thing.
But Schwantes has no idea when that will be possible, and says that reopening the highway northbound to Ouray will take even longer. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.